With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration this week sued New York City over its sanctuary city policies, arguing they are obstructing the government from enforcing immigration law and contributed to the recent shooting of an off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer.
Trump officials blamed the city's sanctuary policies for the weekend shooting of an off-duty, ununiformed U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer in a Manhattan park. The lawsuit says one of the suspects had been released following an arrest last year, despite an active detainer. The mayor's office says Adams supports the essence of the city's policies, but has urged the city council to re-examine them.
And that is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. Ohio Senator John Husted says Democrats are pulling out all the stops in an effort to hold up confirmation of Trump nominees.
In the history of the Senate, since all the way back to Herbert Hoover, there's never been a situation where there have not been confirmations with voice votes or by unanimous consent.
And the Senate Judiciary Committee will proceed with former Fox News host Jeanine Pirro's nomination to be the top federal prosecutor in the District of Columbia.
Protesters opposing Pirro's confirmation interrupted the panel meeting, shouting that none of the Senate Judiciary Committee members represented the constituents of Washington, D.C., and its residents rejected her. The Senate has a blue slip policy that allows home state senators to veto a U.S. attorney nominee for the jurisdiction. Without voting senators, Washington, D.C. does not have representatives who could formally object to Pirro's nomination.
That is Bernie Bennett. Senator Tom Cotton says a historic trend of the party whose president is in power losing the midterm elections won't apply during President Trump's second term.
We want to hold what we got, maybe even expand the majority this year, and then hopefully grow it even more in 2028. These things take time, the Senate. It's not like the House that can swing one election to the next.
Senator Cotton interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. The United Kingdom is getting serious about persecution. Here's Michael Harrington.
10 countries will be targeted by the British government with efforts to ease the plight of Christians and other embattled people of faith. David Smith, the UK Special Envoy for Religious Freedom, says diplomatic pressure will be applied to Vietnam, Algeria, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, China, Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Smith says if something isn't done soon, Christianity might cease to exist in several of those nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hip-hop and R&B remain the most popular genres in terms of on-demand music streaming volume, but Christian and gospel music is starting to catch up. Those streams of new music songs released in the last 18 months are slightly down from the same time last year. New Christian music has defied that trend. Jamie Macronet of Luminate Music attributes the genre's growth to younger streaming forward fan base. This is SRN News. Southern California Edison is setting up a compensation program for victims of January's L.A. wildfires.
The blaze killed 19 people and destroyed more than 9,400 homes and other structures in Altadena. Investigators have not yet determined a cause, but the program's creation seems to suggest the utility's prepared to acknowledge that its equipment sparked the wildfire.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. The U.S. Postal Service is turning 250. Today's anniversary comes as the agency faces financial challenges. The Postal Service was established in 1775 when the Second Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin as Postmaster General. Its service predates the U.S. itself, launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule, a key link between colonial leaders and the Continental Army. It also helped unify the colonies by spreading ideas of liberty and independence. More details at SRNnews.com.